Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how is Jewish people's perception of anti-Semitism different in Eastern and Western European countries? The Institute for Jewish Policy Research is a London-based research institute and think tank. It specializes in contemporary Jewish affairs, with a particular focus on Jews in Britain and across Europe. In the spring of 2018, the Institute conducted a survey for the European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights of Jewish people's perceptions and experiences of anti-Semitism in 13 EU member states. At that time, Richard Goldstein, JPR's Director of Operations, spoke with us about the Institute and the survey. The study, which is the largest of its kind ever to take place in Europe, covers the Jewish populations of 13 member states where over 96% of the EU's estimated Jewish population live. Over 16,000 Jews, aged 16 or over, took part in the online survey from May to June 2018, and the results were published by the European Commission and FRA on December 10th, Human Rights Day. This week we're speaking with Dr. Jonathan Boyd, the Executive Director of JPR, about the study.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today. The first thing is we did a program at the beginning of the survey, but could you briefly describe it for those of our listeners who may not have heard the program or who maybe don't remember it?
Yeah, sure. It's a huge survey. It's a survey conducted by the European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights, or at least sort of sponsored by them. They're in the European Union agency. They provide data on all sorts of issues around discrimination, racism, xenophobia against all sorts of different groups. And the data is sort of fed into national governments and European level politicians to inform their thinking and policy around combating different forms of racism. And this was a particular survey of Jews across Europe. And it was a study of Jews in 13 different EU member states, looking at their experiences and their perceptions of anti-Semitism today. It's the second time the survey has been conducted. First time was in 2012. So, you know, one of the interesting things about this study was, as well as getting new data, we were kind of intrigued to see how things had shifted between 2012 and 2018 in terms of how people are experiencing anti-Semitism today.
And it was with more countries this time too, wasn't it?
Yeah, so in 2012 it was with 9 countries in total. This time it was expanded to 13. So there are some countries where we can't track change because it was the first time the study had been done, but there are others where we can. And I should also say that my particular role in it is I run a research institute called the Institute for Jewish Policy Research in London, and we won the tender to do the study for the European Union, working alongside the research company Ipsos.
So you just interviewed Jewish people, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. And when we say interviewed, the whole survey was conducted online. So it's that's how it was done.
And just briefly, what sort of questions did you ask?
There's a wide range of questions. As I said, the survey was a study of both the perceptions of anti-Semitism and experiences of anti-Semitism. So perceptions were questions like, do you think anti-Semitism is a problem in your country? Do you think it's increasing? Where do you most commonly perceive it to be online, in politics, in the media, on the street, those sorts of things? And then questions more about experiences. Have you experienced anti-Semitism? If so, what type? Who was the perpetrator, if you can identify him or her? Did you report it? So looking for more specific data around specific experiences.
The study was really very detailed and the report is 86 pages long. I was wondering if you could just give a summary of the global results first.
Well, I think sort of the headlines, if you like, make pretty grim reading. I mean, there are very large proportions of Jews across Europe who say they are concerned about anti-Semitism, who think that levels of anti-Semitism are rising. We see that pretty well every country that we investigated. There's the one exception actually is Hungary, interestingly enough, which has slightly lower figures in terms of those kind of measures compared to 2012. But, you know, thinking about that, when the last survey was conducted, Jobbik, the sort of the far right Hungarian party, was really at the height of its influence. So, you know, so even though levels of concern there seem to have dropped a little bit, it's all relative, really. So pretty well wherever we look, there's a lot of concern out there. And you know, I think if I had to capture the main finding here that we see pretty well everywhere, that's probably it.
And could you tell us a little bit about the type of anti-Semitism that is on the rise? I mean, is it violent anti-Semitism? Is it people painting swastikas on walls, or is it personal?
Yeah, I mean, it's not on the whole violent anti-Semitism in terms of what people experience. There's a lot of anxiety about violent anti-Semitism, but actually the proportions of people that experience physical attacks is pretty low. No, I think what people are worried about and what they're encountering and what they're seeing is mainly anti-Semitic harassment. And you know, what's harassment? It means, you know, comments that are posted online. It's sort of comments that people make on the street, perhaps, or gestures. I mean, it might be, in certain cases, nasty emails or phone calls or loitering or, you know, those sorts of things. But it's mainly online and on the street that I think that we're seeing it most commonly. Now, the proportions of people who have experienced that relative to the proportions of people who are worried about experiencing it are quite strikingly different. So, you know, when we think about what's high and what's low in this, it's always a little bit tricky. But when we compare those two measures, the proportions of people who have actually experienced anti-Semitic harassment are relatively low compared to the proportion of people who are worried about doing so.
Have you found that perhaps the rise in anti-Semitism might be related to the rise in these far-right populist parties that's going on all over Europe? And have you found any kind of official anti-Semitism, either from these political parties or maybe in the media or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of depends which country we're looking at. So when we look at sort of different environments where people see anti-Semitism as being a problem or are experiencing it, the one that's most common everywhere is online. That's the one that really stands out. But in politics, Jews say that they see a problem in politics pretty well everywhere. But the countries that really stand out, perhaps unsurprisingly, are Hungary and Poland, where there've been issues around kind of right wing extremism and nationalism. But also interestingly, the country that scores the highest in terms of anti-Semitism in politics is the United Kingdom, which I think is very much related to the whole Jeremy Corbyn affair. And anti-Semitism on the left of the political spectrum. So those are the sort of the three countries where we see sort of political anti-Semitism as a problem. In the media, the countries that stand out are Belgium, France, Germany, Italy and Spain, Hungary and Poland are the countries that score highest on people perceiving anti-Semitism to be a problem in the media. You know, and there we find, you know, when we ask the question, do you see anti-Semitism as a problem in the media, the proportions in those countries saying yes are, you know, in the range of 70 to 85%. So, you know, different types of countries there. On the one hand, you see Hungary and Poland, which is more about sort of Eastern European right-wing nationalist anti-Semitism. Then you see France and Belgium and Germany, which I guess is more sort of Western European, perhaps more leftist anti-Semitism. And then Spain and Italy, countries in Southern Europe, where you see a bit of a mix between leftist and rightist anti-Semitism there in the media. But those are the countries that stand out on the media front.
How does the media portray Jews? I mean, what kind of anti-Semitism do you see in the media? Is it subtle or is it overt?
I think on the whole, it's fairly Well, I mean, I'm not sure I'd use the term subtle or overt. I think a lot of it, when we ask people about what is anti-Semitism and what do they experience, what do they consider to be anti-Semitism, the things that they are most, the things they point to most are mainly issues around the Holocaust and around Israel. So when they hear or see abuses of the Holocaust, I mean, certainly denial of the Holocaust is actually quite rare, but distortions of the Holocaust, which is more common, when they see sort of the interplay between Israel and the Holocaust, so, you know, Israelis behaving like Nazis, those sorts of ideas, those are that's where the most acute sensitivities lie. So it's a lot of the anti-Semitism people are experiencing are around a lot of that sort of stuff. Of course, there's a wider, I guess, academic and political discussion about, you know, at what point does hostility towards Israel or some of the language around Israel become anti-Semitic? But that's really where the sensitivity is in most cases. Certainly in Western and Central Europe. In Eastern Europe, it's slightly different. In Eastern Europe, it tends to be more sort of, I guess, traditional right-wing nationalist ideas where the sensitivities lie. But again, a lot of that is Holocaust-related.
Aside from the apparent rise in anti-Semitism or rise in the perception of anti-Semitism, were there any other differences between this study and the last one?
Well, that's a good question. Not particularly, to be honest. I mean, I really think the major shift that seems to have happened is a perception across Europe, in as I said, in most countries, that the problem is getting worse and that people are more anxious about it. But when you look at, for example, the actual experience of anti-Semitism, how much people are encountering it on the street or how much they're witnessing others encounter it, the figures haven't shifted particularly. In some cases, they're up a little bit. In some cases, they're down a bit. So in real terms, I'm not sure there has been a particularly significant change. But in terms of people's perceptions and anxieties and worries about it, that's really where we see the shift. I mean, last time we found that online anti-Semitism was really where most people were encountering it, where most people perceived it to be a problem. That's still the case now. But generally, what we're seeing across the survey is, you know, whichever measure we're looking at, the numbers in most cases are higher than they were in 2012 when it comes to perceptions and anxieties and those sorts of issues.
Has this anxiety caused people to take any kind of action or change their lifestyle or, let's say, not wear a kippah on the street or anything like that?
So again, the numbers haven't shifted dramatically, but they've gone up a little bit. I mean, there are certain countries where we see, I mean, the figures, for example, in France, Denmark, Sweden, Germany are quite high in terms of people saying they avoid wearing or carrying items that would identify them as Jewish. In those countries, France, Denmark, Sweden, Germany, it's around 35 to 40% of people saying they do that all the time or they do it frequently. And about 75 to 80% of people say, you know, they do that at least on occasion. You know, on the other hand, you look at the situation in the United Kingdom, and it's much better on that front. So there's some shift in it, but not dramatic. And again, this is I think, you know, part of the conundrum really in terms of interpreting and understanding these results. There hasn't been a particularly significant shift in terms of the numbers of people doing that, yet there has been a rise in levels of anxiety in many places, sort of in general terms, I guess.
What were your conclusions and what kinds of actions do you think need to be taken?
Well, I mean, first of all, I should say that the report that's been published wasn't written by us. It was written by the European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights, who sponsored the survey. So they've kind of drawn their own conclusions. But my main conclusions are, number one, I think it's very important that governments across Europe and indeed at a European level understand just the levels of anxiety and concern that exist out there amongst Jewish populations. Now, whether that's fully justified or not, we can talk about, but there's no question that there is concern. And I think it's important to communicate the message to governments that there are real sensitivities, there are real anxieties out there that they need to be conscious of and they need to be addressing. I think the for me, the online issue is particularly prevalent. I don't think, by the way, it's specifically about anti-Semitism. I think there are many issues that people are encountering online that are that are acute, and I think sort of the nature of online discourse is often quite unpleasant. But certainly Jews are experiencing anti-Semitism there. So there's something about the way in which we manage online discourse, the responsibilities of some of the major internet companies, the Facebooks, the Googles, the Twitters, etc., that need to start taking this stuff much more seriously. I know there's a lot of work going on that front, but clearly, from a Jewish perspective, it certainly sounds like more needs to be done. And the other thing I think I would highlight is, there were questions asked about whether Jews feel the government is doing enough to do two things. One is to respond to security needs of the Jewish community, and number two, to combat anti-Semitism. And interestingly, in many countries, Jews felt that the governments were doing enough to respond to security needs. We had in, for example, in Italy, Denmark, Belgium, 4 in 5 Jews in those countries saying, yes, probably, or yes, definitely, the government is doing enough to respond to security needs. But when we look at the figures for whether Jews feel their government's doing enough to combat anti-Semitism, the proportions saying no, probably definitely not, are pretty high. In Poland, it's 90%, Hungary, 83%, Spain, 82%, Sweden, 81%. So there's this distinction between addressing security needs, and there does seem to be work happening across the continent to deal with that, perhaps particularly in light of some of the terrorist attacks that have happened in France, in Belgium, in Denmark. But in terms of doing enough to combat anti-Semitism, I guess on a more day-to-day level, there's a strong sense out there that really not enough is being done. So I think there's something that needs to be communicated from a policy perspective on, it's not just about putting guards outside synagogues and schools and ensuring our physical security. It's also about trying to address this problem at its root, and really trying to stamp out low-level anti-Semitism, the type, just nasty comments and gestures and online comments, that really need to be addressed if we're going to tackle this problem and reduce levels of anxiety.
Are there plans for a future study in a number of years to see how it has evolved?
Yeah, we have to wait and see. But given that the European Union has indicated that this is a study they want to repeat every 5-6 years or so. So I would certainly hope that they would do so, in, I guess, 2023, around that sort of point. But one of the things that that my institute is very keen to do is to produce country-specific studies, because one of the European Union isn't allowed to produce reports on any specific country. They have to look at the picture more generally. But this is a huge data set. There were over 16,000 Jews involved in this. This is actually the biggest study of European Jews that's ever been done at any point in history, to the best of my knowledge. So there's a lot of data there that haven't yet been mined. And one of the things we're keen to do, subject to raising the money to do so, is to produce country-specific reports that can look in much more detail at some of the dynamics within each country, in order for Jewish communities to have a report that they can take to their government and say, this is what Spanish Jews or Belgian Jews or Hungarian Jews or British Jews are saying about their experience in this particular country.
But here, in this case, you didn't really have contact with the individual governments, right?
Not in the course of running the study, although we did to a certain extent, but not really. But I think the plan from our perspective going forward is to produce those kinds of reports to help community leaders in each country have some evidence to take to their governments when discussing this issue. There are all sorts of conversations that happen about anti-Semitism in each country between Jewish communities and governments. But it's, I think one of the critical things to bring into those meetings is some data so those meetings are not just Jewish community leaders saying this is what they perceive the problem to be, but actually this is what their communities are saying, and here are some figures generated by the European Union that actually speak to these issues empirically.
Finally, if any of our listeners are interested in reading the study, is there a way that they can access it online?
Yeah, absolutely. So, they can either come to our website, which is JPR, jewishpolicyresearch.org.uk, and you'll find the report there, as well as numerous other reports, actually, on European Jewry. So that's certainly worth visiting. But also the European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights, otherwise known as the FRA, have their own website. So if you just Google, I don't have the website address to hand right now, but if you just Google European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights, that'll take you to their website, and you'll find the report there as well.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.